Goodness. Good morning. How are you? Are you all right? No, worry, what's the matter? What's the matter? You're going to tell Mummy.
And then?
Yes.
I'll do your deal.
Don't you, so dear. Have you spilled some juice? Doesn't matter, I'll get a cloth and we'll wipe it up.
Wet!
Is it wet?
A big splash of juice.
Oh, you've caused a big splash with juice, have you? Oh, well, I've wiped it clean. Where's the bell gone? I think she's probably waiting to go outside. Well, here she is, look.
More bell.
More bell?
A big bell. A big bell.
A big bell? I don't think she'd be very pleased if she thought you were calling her big.
Bell.
She's not a kitten though, is she?
They're both. They're both. They go. They
name? Yes. Right, shall we start changing your nappy now?
And then?
Yes, darling. Oh no, don't bang into that, Thomas. And let's change your nappy and then we can start having breakfast. Thomas, stop it. You're banging into the cupboard because you like the sound of the glasses.
No,
don't do that.
A bee bob.
Well, while you're under the table hiding from me, I'm going to feed Purdy.
No.
Are you up, boss? That's some food left from last night.
Yes! No! 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 Oh, no! No!
Penny! There you are, Pets.
Push!
She's washing her foot, can you see?
Wash! And then?
Yeah. Thomas, don't squeal at her.
No juice.
Right, now she's eating.
No juice.
No juice. You finished with juice, have you, right? You come here for a cuddle with me.
Ooh,
a big cuddle for Mummy.
Well.
And then while I've got you in my arms.
And then? Yeah.
Well, oh no. Let's lie you down and change your nappy. Shall we?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
No. You have.
Hello.
Are you feeling tired?
Oh dear.
Are you so tired?
This
is a nappy sack.
A big bash.
Yes. Thomas, you've got a really big scratch on your tummy.
No.
It's a scratch on your tummy. I don't know how you've got that.
What's this?
Because your nails are quite short. Do you remember having your nails cut?
Nip.
Post snip, that's right, red handle scissors. We have
blue bone in it.
Yes, we have blue snip snips, blue scissors, and we have red scissors, don't we? The blue scissors are your scissors, and the red scissors are my scissors.
My scissors.
My scissors. But we use whichever's to hand at the time. And we cut your nails on Sunday, didn't we?
No.
No? Oh, well, perhaps it was Monday.
Nana! Nana! Chop chop! Nana! Bag!
Nana chop chop bag? Yes, Nana's coming today, but you better not greet her with that. She's not going to be very pleased, is she? She walks through the door and you have a look at her bag to see if she's brought you any chocolate.
No!
No, you mustn't say that to her when she arrives. Mummy's going to work this morning.
Hello, what? Meatloaf. Dada.
And Daddy's going to work.
Dada, what? Dip zap.
No, Daddy doesn't work. It's a chip shop.
Nana. Chip zaps.
Nana chip shops.
Nana.
Yes?
Mum. Dada. Chips. Nana. Chips.
Are you blowing as if to blow on hot chips to cool them down?
Wash them down.
Wash them down. Oh, I see. Are you planning what's going to happen during the day? You're going to go in the car with Grandad to the chip shop, have some chips, blow them to cool them down, then have a wash, get out of your high chair, and asleep. Is that what you're planning?
No, no. No.
Well, that sounds like a funny day, Thomas. Your life revolves around food. Isn't it?
Chop chop. Lemon?
Yes.
Chop chop.
Chop chop. Talking of food, I think I better feed Purdy, hadn't I?
Mouse? A big poo poo. A big poo poo.
Big poo poo? Why are you saying a big poo poo? Oh, poor Thomas, you're yawning. Are you still tired?
Yep.
No. Well, you're allowed to be tired. It's only 10 past 7. Oh, are you taking the lid off the box of wipes?
Baby. What?
Baby wipes. Is there a picture of a baby on the lid? No, no, you can put them back. Thank you. Let's not have wipes all over the place.
No!
Tinker. Aren't you? You're a tinker. Oh, that's a lovely kiss. Are you kissing Mummy's hand? Now, why are you smacking Mummy's hand? What's Mummy done?
Bounce food football.
Bounce food football. Well, you shouldn't smack Mummy's hand. That was you. You threw a football in the house and it hit Purdy's food. And the plate flew in the air, didn't it?
No.
Yes, it did. Yes, that's right. Well, before I had time to say anything, you'd started crying. You knew you'd done wrong, didn't you?
No.
You did. What were we talking about yesterday? Do you remember?
Bounce food and football.
Bounce food and football. Well, yes, we might have been. Do you remember Dipsy and Poe were playing together?
Chop. Back. Chop.
And what happened? Dipsy threw a Lego brick, didn't he?
No.
He did, and it hit Poe and made Poe cry. And what did Mummy say? Mummy said, no throwing. The only time you're allowed to throw is throwing a football when you're outside in the garden. You can't throw a football inside, can you?
No, no.
No, because apart from hitting Purdy's food, what else could happen? Where else could the football hit?
My shoe.
And you're pointing to the light. It could hit the light, couldn't it?
Football.
Football could hit the light. And if you throw other things, it might hit somebody.
Or No bubble.
No football. You wouldn't like it if you were playing with somebody and they threw something that hit you, would you? So what do we say? No throwing. What do we say? No throwing.
Thank you!
I don't think you were taking this seriously.
Woof, woof! Hello?
Yes?
Blue truck.
Blue truck? Why is a blue truck?
Oh, the blue truck.
No, Andy's still there. The truck's still outside, isn't it? There we are. Can you hear Daddy upstairs?
12! Hello?
Yes?
12!
Poe? Yes, Poe's still upstairs. Poe hasn't got out of bed yet, has she?
No.
She's still asleepy, Poe.
Oh, Poe. Yeah.
Yes, last week Poe sat in a high chair with you, didn't she? And had some food. We put a bib on her. There we are.
Buddy Poe. My bib.
Yeah. Whoops. Well, we dropped the baby lotion.
Oh dear.
It made a bang, didn't it?
Dimash! Dimash! What's that again?
Are you going to sit in your new chair?
Yeah.
Your new chair? What colour's the new chair?
Blue.
Blue and?
Blue.
Red and?
Black.
Green and?
Yellow.
Yellow. What a bright chair. Grandma and Grandad haven't seen this chair yet, have they?
No.
Are you going to show it to me today? You like this chair, don't you?
I brought up.
Birdie's behind you. As soon as we've got you safely in this chair, I'm going to give her some fresh food.
Yes! Well,
fresh food for Birdie.
There
you are, let's put your red slippers on.
Oh, there
you are, yes.
Well, there you are.
Oh dear, they've been mixed up with the streets, haven't they?
Oh dear.
No, they haven't broken, it's just we haven't got them in the right place. Oh dear, Thomas, it started to rain outside.
No.
What was Mummy doing before you got up? Was Mummy in the garden?
Oh dear, be bad.
Mummy was in the garden, wasn't she?
No.
Planting some flowers.
Baby.
Oh, I was watering them when you got up.
Baby, moose. Moose.
Blue crisps? You can't have blue crisps at breakfast time, don't you?
Moose.
Blue crisps.
No!
No, blue crisps. Green crisps?
No.
Can you hear Daddy?
Daddy!
Talking about blue crisps and green crisps. Not for breakfast.
The next chair.
It's in his new chair.
And then
oh no, not for crisps for breakfast.
Bib on.
Moose.
There's your juice.
Moose.
Let's give you some cornflakes.
Emily!
You can't have blue crisps.
Crisps.
And before you ask it, no bow crisps either.
Bows.
I can't say crisps no. Properly now because I've been saying crisps with you.
No.
Well, how about some cornflakes?
Where's it?
It's cornflakes. The packet's rattling. There you go, darling. There you go, darling. There we are. Cornflakes all done until tomorrow's breakfast. Right, Mummy's got to do some ironing now for Daddy.
Yeah. And then ironing.
Yeah.
Then
Mummy's ironing for Daddy. When I find the iron, what have we done with it, Thomas? Where's the iron?
Mummy!
Yes, that's a loud aeroplane. Oh, here it is.
Daddy!
Yes, Leon, can you reach your cornflakes? Oh, I can hear an alarm going on. Can you? Can you hear that alarm, Thomas?
Beba!
Beba, is that what it's saying? Beba!
I'm just annoying!
I'm pouring some water into the steam iron.
And then?
Yes.
Bruce. Hello.
Yours is yellow juice, but this is just plain water, isn't it?
And then? Yellow juice.
Yes, the iron needs juice, otherwise it can't work properly.
Hello.
And what do we do with the iron? It's hot, isn't it? Hot.
Bubba, shoe bubble. No.
The new crisps? No, not at breakfast.
You're having cornflakes?
Dad?
Yes?
Beba.
Did you hear a beba?
Yes.
Lisa, no. Bash. No.
He's been watching Mummy get the iron and drink of juice.
Daddy? Oh, no, no.
Mummy put some water in the iron.
Daddy?
The garden looks a bit better now, doesn't it?
Yes. Can you see the garden, Thomas?
Be there, Daddy.
Can you see all those flowers Mummy put in the garden at the weekend?
Daddy? Daddy?
Yes?
Beba!
You had a beba?
Mummy put some plants in this morning, didn't she? Before you got up. And she watered them and then it started to rain. It wasn't raining yesterday, was it, Thomas?
Chop chop.
Chop chop.
Dada.
Yes.
Dada. Chop chop. Dada.
It was so sunny yesterday at lunchtime that you had to have some suntan cream.
Chop chop.
Daddy's having his breakfast.
Chop chop.
You're not having chop chop.
Chop chop, Dada.
Yes.
Chop chop.
Now eat your cornflakes first.
And what's Thomas going to do today with Grandma and Grandad?
Chop chop, Dada, Nana. Chop chop, Nana.
Does Nana give you chop chop? I'm going to have words with Nana.
Thomas has already planned his day. He's going to greet Grandma by asking her for chocolate in her bag. And then at lunchtime, we're going to go to the chip shop. Mummy's having a wash, getting a picture.
Oh dear!
Yes, oh dear.
You drop your juice.
And then he's having a sleep. Do you think you'll be going out in the car with Grandad?
No, the chip shop.
No, not the chip shop. Do you think we're going anywhere else?
Mama Bump.
Mama Bump. Yes, Mama Bump. To her last week, didn't she? Getting her door out of the car. You went to John Lewis and Grandma bumped her head on the car, didn't she?
Nana, that's our Nana.
Whoops, and Nana. Did you give her a kiss to make it better? Poor Nana. And what happened when you came to pick Mummy up from work? Nana stayed at home, didn't she? Grandad came to pick Mummy up.
Nana.
You sat in the back.
Nana.
Your special chair, yeah?
Nana Bump.
Nana bumped, yes, she bumped her head. And Mummy sat in the front with Grandad and Grandma's seat. And you kept telling me all the way home that was Nana's chair, didn't you? Nana's chair that Mummy was sitting in.
Sorry, Nana!
Nana's getting ready to go to work.
Nana, what?
Did you just see the bird then, Thomas? Did you see a bird?
Cheep cheep!
Cheep cheep!
Nana Bump!
Well, when Grandma arrives today, instead of asking to look in her bag, why don't you ask her how her head is? So, Grandma, is your head better after your bump last week?
Yes.
No? Well, it would be nice if you did. Hello, Grandma. How are you? You're going to say that? Hello, Grandma. How are you?
Banana, banana.
It's a banana chop-chop bag.
Mm. Well, I've just been telling him he can't say that. He shouldn't say that.
Thank you.
Daddy's gone because Mummy's just finished ironing his shirt. Oh, cornflakes. You're passing me the cornflakes. Whoops. Shall I put a piece of bread in your toaster now for you, Thomas? Shall we have some toast?
No.
I think you'll probably say yes when you see it. Just unplug the air. I made a cup of tea earlier and I forgot to pour it.
See, Daddy!
No, Daddy's not gone yet.
No.
I've just gone outside, I think, to have a look at the car. Do you like sitting there? You can see out of the window, can't you?
Hello?
Yes? What's the matter? What are you blowing? What are you blowing? Oh, it's quite breezy this morning, isn't it? Can you see the windmills going round? What are you looking at?
Poe.
Oh, red flowers. That's just nice red flowers.
No.
And pink flowers. I'm just getting a tissue. A tissue.
Dad.
You cough like Daddy coughs. Is that how Daddy coughs?
Chocolate.
Oh, Thomas, you're obsessed with chocolate.
Daddy, chocolate.
Oh. Now, don't tip the cornflakes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy's going now.
Bye-bye.
Mummy?
Yes. No, don't, Thomas. Oh, Thomas. Now, that's not a good boy, is it?
Put those back in the bowl. Are you going to be a good boy for Mummy?
Yeah, would you like a teaspoon to put them back in with? That's it. That's a good boy.
I'll see you at 5.
Bye-bye, Daddy. Your shirt is untucked at the back.
Mummy?
Yes? Oh, that's a good boy eating his cornflake. Yes, bye. Have a nice day. You got your keys? Daddy's going to work. Shall I pull the blind back and then we can see him go and wave him off?
I need that blue. And then I need mess blue. Oh dear.
Oh dear, is there a mess? Can I see you having a mess?
We are mobiles. Dad, I need a mess. I'm a mess idea.
What have you done? Tipped your juice up?
Dad, like this.
Spoon.
Dad.
Right, Daddy started at the car now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Do they taste better from a metal spoon? What colour's the spoon, Thomas? Can you remember? Silver?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can't really go.
Daddy's going now. Are you going to wave them off?
I can't really go. I can't really go.
Bye-bye, Daddy. Here's the train. The toast must have popped up without Mummy hearing it.
I'm going to do the big choo-choos.
Big choo-choos? Well, I'm just trying to find all the pieces. Trouble is, when you play with your train at the table... Bless you! Did you sneeze?
No.
No? It sounded like a sneeze to me. When you play with your train at the table... It gets sticky, doesn't it?
It
gets crumbs in it, so I have to keep washing it. That's why you can never find it. It's not that it's on the drain
now.
Yes. Oh no, not through the cornflakes, Thomas. If you finish with those, I'm going to clear them away. There you go. There's the train. Come on, let's put all these back in the bowl. You're making a mess, Thomas.
I'm also a mess.
Listen. Listen to me. If you keep making a mess, you're going to have to sit back in the baby chair. Yeah. You're on the floor. not time. Nene? To keep picking up crumbs and cornflakes.
Nene?
Yes.
Blue drop, drop.
Off the floor. And that, whoops, that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Nene?
You're dropping them on the floor on purpose.
Nene? Nene?
That's right, can you put the spoon in the tray? And that's what you were doing yesterday.
Nene? Oh dear!
Oh, has the spoon tipped out? Hey, would you like to give the train driver some cornflakes? Right, the toast is ready now.
Nene?
Yes? I haven't got any Marmite this morning.
No.
No Marmite and no spreading cheese.
No.
So you can have half a slice of jam and half a slice with orange marmalade, like this. Well, Mummy still hasn't poured a cup of tea, it's going to be stewed.
Matt!
It's the milk.
Ellen? Ellen?
Yes?
Ellen?
That's a spoon. Spoon riding around in the back of the train?
No. No.
So that's Mummy's cup of tea.
Yes. No.
No, you mustn't hit the cup of tea with the tray. Because the tea's very hot, isn't it?
Mummy.
Get burnt.
She's shut off, Mummy. Sure, juice. Mummy. Yes. Juice.
What are you telling me?
Juice. Sit.
Are you telling me the driver sitting in the train? Is that what you're telling me?
She's a box. And then, drop a box. Drop box. And then, Lily, bad man, juice. No, juice a man, no. Juice a man, no. And then, juice a man, no.
I can't tell what you're saying, Thomas. What are you trying to tell me?
No.
What are you trying to tell Mummy? Oh dear, has the train tipped up now?
What are you?
Oh dear, the spoon's going to fall out, isn't it?
Oh dear, spoon!
Oh dear, spoon. The spoon did fall out.
The bundle.
Can you find it? Can you reach it? That's a good boy.
Ellen?
Yes?
Ellen? Ellen? Juice and juice.
Have you hit the juice with the train?
No.
Good job, the juice is in a leak-proof cup, isn't it? Otherwise it would be spilling everywhere. It would be an awful mess.
No.
Daddy's gone to work. I bet you get sticky fingers this morning, Thomas. Because you've got toast with jam and toast with marmalade. Two slices with orange marmalade and two slices with strawberry jam. Oh, look at that.
Poe,
yes, red jam. Mummy's going to put a piece of toast in for her now. Piece of toast for Mummy. Please, may I sit with you now, Thomas?
Me.
It's a good job we went to see Jill and Bethany yesterday, isn't it?
Yellow.
Yellow, yes. Marmalade, it's orange rather than yellow. Because if it had been a day like today, raining, we wouldn't have been able to play in the garden. Do you remember playing in the sandpit with Isabel and Bethany?
No.
No? And then we all had a picnic lunch, didn't we?
Ketchup. Not yum. Yum, yum. Ketchup.
Yes, Isabel's mummy gave you some chocolate, didn't she?
No, no!
Is the jam nice?
Oh.
Mmm.
Yellow.
Yellow marmalade. And red jam.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, what's that noise? It sounds like the toaster's in trouble. It hasn't quite cooked, so I'll just pop it down for a few more minutes. Or seconds will be better.
More pop?
Oh, I thought you'd got a scratch on your face.
Oh dear.
And it's red jam. Can you see Sue leaving for work?
She what?
Yes. She's leaving very early this morning, isn't she?
Bye, Sue.
Bye-bye, Sue.
Bye, Sue.
Bye-bye, Sue. And it's pouring with rain. Now we've popped the toast up, haven't we?
Oh dear.
So I think it's all right. I think it was just making a funny noise. You're scraping the jam off with your finger and then sucking your fingers, aren't you, rather than eating the toast. You've got sticky fingers. Are you sucking your fingers? Does it taste good?
Sue's door!
Sue's door, yes, you can see Sue's door quite clearly. But she's not there, is she? She's gone.
Sue's... no! Yellow more?
You want some more toast with marmalade? You look a sleepy boy.
Hello, oh dear.
Oh dear, have you got stool over your fingers? Which fingers? Mr. Thumb, Mr. Pointer, Mr. Middle, Ruby Ring, and Mr. Small. And on Mummy's hand, it's Mrs. Thumb, Mrs. Pointer, Mrs. Middle, Ruby Ring, and Mrs. Small.
And this?
That's Mummy's ring. That's a diamond.
Two
pieces of toast with red jam. Right, Mummy better butter and put some marmalade on her piece of toast. And then I better dry some dishes, I think.
Oh, No chocolate.
Do you have any chocolates in the house, Thomas? Can you see all these dishes?
No. Pots,
clean pots. They're all drying and putting away in the cupboard.
No, one more.
Why don't you eat the toast instead of just licking the jam? The marmalade.
Hello.
It's orange marmalade, Thomas. Can you say marmalade?
Oh no.
This whole pot of marmalade's nearly empty now, isn't it? Pot of marmalade nearly empty. I'll put the lid back on the jar. The pot of jam has a lid that screws on, but the marmalade has a cellophane cover. Putting on now.
See yellow.
Fastening it tight with a rubber band because the marmalade's homemade, so it hasn't got a screw top lid like the jam. There we are. Pop it back in the fridge until tomorrow breakfast.
Oh, good, Jen.
That's right. There's some lasagna in the fridge, left from last night's tea, if you like that for your lunch. And if you don't want that, there's some cheese. Thomas, there isn't chock-chock in there. Oh gosh, you're quite right, there is. Oh gosh, you discovered the Maltesers.
But.
No, it might be empty, Thomas.
Chock-chock, there.
That's the box of Maltesers that Daddy bought for Mummy. And I just remembered that I'd hidden them in the fridge so you wouldn't find them.
Yeah.
So it's a bit silly of me then to leave the fridge door open.
No.
Now don't say no to your toast just because you've seen no. It's because you're not having any. The juice is empty. Let me put some more juice in the bottle. You only want more juice because I've had to open the fridge door again. There's a pot of apple in the fridge.
Grapes.
I haven't got any grapes. We've got some apple. This is apple that we cut up last night and put it in a box in the fridge. To save some time this morning.
Look.
Oh, you've gone back to eating cornflakes.
There.
You want orange juice?
There.
No, you want taking the lid off the pot of apples? It's apple.
A big juice,
yes. It is quite a big beaker of juice.
What is this?
No, it's apple, not pear.
Papa.
No, exactly. So I'm going to fill the jug with water from the kettle and let it cool, and then if you want a drink during the day, the water's ready, isn't it? We'll be able to ask Grandma for a drink of juice. Leave that to cool. I'm going to say goodbye to the bread because that's going back in the bread bin now.
Goodbye
bread. You'll probably see the bread again at lunchtime, won't you?
Goodbye.
Yes.
Bag.
No, it's a blue bag, Thomas, not a red bag. Is that what you were saying? A pearl bag?
No, pie.
No, it's not pear, it's apple, Thomas. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Be careful now, be careful. It's the only thing, now you're not sitting at your high chair with a small tray. You've got the whole table, haven't you?
The ideas.
And you've got so many things on the table, Thomas. Let's try to eat some more toast.
Hello.
I can hardly see through the window for the rain. It's raining so heavily. It's not nice outside today, is it? You look very serious this morning.
No.
Are you happy? No, Thomas, be careful. If you tip it up like that, it's going to spill, isn't it? What about some apple? Would you like to eat some apple?
Hello.
Oh, I see. You're tipping a few cornflakes into the back of the train, are you? When you've nearly eaten them all, haven't you? Is the bowl empty now? Oh, you're wearing it as a hat. That's pleasant. An empty green cereal bowl on your head as a hat.
Lily. Lily. Lily.
Now be careful, Thomas.
Lily.
If you're tipping those cornflakes between the bowl and the back of the train,
Lily.
You're going to end up spilling them on the floor, aren't you? He hasn't got time to start cleaning up this morning.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Yes. Now come along now, eat some more toast, please. Go on, eat some more toast because we need to get you. There is a mess, yes, you're quite right. Now, the treaches haven't broken, James. It's just the carriage has come away from the train, but you know how to clip it back on. Come along, eat some more toast, please. Because we need to get you washed and your teeth brushed and rest before Grandma and Grandad arrive. Isn't that what the train says? I think it says poop poop or beep beep.
Wash. Wash.
Wash. Yes, Percy. Wash steam everywhere. Steam's hot, isn't it? You're enjoying those cornflakes, aren't you? Are the cornflakes crunchy, Thomas?
You did your boob.
Yes. It's the train running over the spoon. Oh dear. Oh, excuse me, please. Mummy sneezed. What did Mummy do? Sneezed again. Excuse me, I can't keep doing more. Oh dear, dear. Poor mummy.
Love you. Baby poo poo.
Oh, poor mummy.
Big poo poo.
Big poo poo? No, it's big sneeze. Bless you, that's what you say. When somebody sneezes, you say, bless you. A tissue, bless you. A tissue, bless you. And all you say is, chop chop. You're not bothered whether mummy's got a cold.
Yeah! Yeah!
Your chocolate, you don't care what happens to anybody else.
No.
Yellow? At your chair? No, it's green and red at the side, isn't it?
That blue.
The tray's yellow, but we haven't used the tray yet.
No.
What's about snapple? Come on, come on.
Lemon.
Yes.
Ketchup. Lemon. Ketchup.
So it's a dirty truck. Well, I think you've been driving the wheels through some cornflakes on the table. So if it is dirty, that's what it'll be. Can you hear the rain? Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Can you hear it? Pitter-patter.
Lily?
Yes. Right, come on, Thomas, I'll be quick. Quick. Eat some apple. Oh, that sounds nice and crunchy. Whoops. The cornflakes are crispy. And the toast is crispy. And it's a nice crisp apple, but it sounds crunchy. Crispy and crunchy. You're busy chewing to talk, aren't you?
Choo choo!
Choo choo, yes, Mummy couldn't say that, could you? Too busy chewing to talk. Crunching on your crunchy apple.
Chuck. Jack, hello, po, move.
That's right, when you move the toast, you have pictures of Teletubbies under the plate, on the plate, don't you, underneath the toast. That's the rain you can hear. The patio's almost flooded now.
Hello, Wanda.
It's come down very quickly, hasn't it? Because Mummy was outside earlier on putting some plants in. And it was quite breezy. But it wasn't wet. Just started to spot with the rain as I was walking back into the house.
A door! A door!
The door? Shall we open the door? Then you can hear the rain. Shut, yes, we'll shut the door again. But you could hear that, couldn't you?
More door.
More door? No, Mummy's going to make a different sort of mug noise now with water because she's got to wash these few plates. And while you finish your breakfast, I'll just get the tray ready for Purdy. Because on Wednesdays, Mummy gets the tray ready with food, doesn't she, for Purdy?
This is your bowl.
So that Grandma doesn't have to bother. You seem quite friendly, don't you, really? Birdie used to run away a lot, but now she just sits. She doesn't seem to mind. I think she must realise that you're not trying to hurt her.
Yeah.
You like Birdie, don't you? If she thought you were going to hurt her, I think she'd run away like she used to. Is this Purdy's plate?
Oh, shoot.
That's right, the plate for Purdy's food.
I see bubble.
Yes. Take some food out of the tin and pop it on the plate for Purdy. Need to mash it down a little bit with a fork. It's a good word, isn't it? Mash. It's like bash, but it's mash. Can you see me?
Mash.
Mash. There we are. Plate of food, bowl of water, Purdy. I think we'll give her some crunchy biscuits. Oh, well, this is another of Purdy's plates.
Hello?
It's got bunny rabbits on it, hasn't it? You've got some plates like this, but this one is Purdy's. So we have to keep this in a separate cupboard, don't we, so that nobody gets mixed up. Purdy has all her plates and bowls in this cupboard, doesn't she, with her food?
Mushroom bubbles!
Yes, that's right. But we have all our plates in another cupboard. Oops, can you hear the biscuits? Biscuits coming out of the container onto the plate. That really nice noise, listen. Ooh! Ooh.
Mushroom bubble!
Yes, Bowers Food Football. I don't think you've forgotten the time when you threw the football and it hit Purdy's food, have you? I just need to straighten the cushions on the chair. And that's the car seat, isn't it? So if Grandma and Granddad want to take you out in the car, they can put that seat in their car and then it's safe for you to ride.
Mama, Nana.
Yes?
Mama, Nana.
Mama, Nana. Yes, Grandma and Granddad's car. What colour's their car? It's a very dark blue, isn't it?
Blue.
A very dark blue.
That blue.